Sun, sea and sand. Are you someone who can't resist the water? For some of us, it's almost instinctive to dive in if we get the chance. Well, one group in Victoria has taken beach therapy to a whole new level. They're running a surf school for kids going through rough times. But how much can surfing really help with serious problems? Erica Voles ventured out one windy morning to find out.
I'm at Anglesey on the surf coast, and it's 19 degrees and windy. It's going to be really cold on the beach. That's not stopping this group of young people. They're squeezing into wetsuits and grabbing surfboards. These kids have all been through a six-week surfing program with an organisation called Ocean Mind. And today is their fortnightly surfing session. It's for everyone who's been through the program. Nearby is a van which picks up some of the participants from the greater Geelong area. Kids who otherwise wouldn't be able to take part in the surf school. Some of the young people squeezing into their wetsuits today have had really difficult life experiences that we just can't talk about. Bella is in this situation. She's 13 and she's been part of Ocean Mind and its surf school since she was nine.
Cool. I see you've managed to get into your wetsuit. It's a bit of a struggle.
Yeah.
It's a workout in itself,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Shall we go and find somewhere to sit down and have a bit of a chat?
Absolutely.
Bella was having a really difficult time a few years back, and her teacher thought that Ocean Mind, well, it might just be for her.
So I was doing swimming lessons, and I felt pretty confident around the water. And then the incident happened, and I just didn't want to go in the water.
It really rocked your confidence?
Yeah, yeah. But then Rachel, she didn't force me, but she encouraged me into the water, and I'm in the water now.
So this is Rachel Parker, who's the head of Ocean Mind.
Yeah.
And so what was it like taking part in that first six-week program?
It made me feel like I was part of, like, a wanting group, I guess. Like a group that encouraged me to do things. And I just, like, I loved it instantly because they were so welcoming and made me feel safe.
Had you surfed much before?
No, I don't think I even knew what surfing was. I think the first program I did, I was able to stand up and then...
Stand up on the board?
Yeah.
Can you remember what it felt like when you stood for the first time?
I didn't actually feel like it was real. Like, I didn't feel like it was actually happening. But then I fell off the board and I was like, oh my goodness, I just stood, like, I was shocked.
Now that you're still 4 years on, hanging out with Ocean Mind, what's life like now?
It's like, I guess I know how to be free now.
So it's had an impact on your confidence?
Yeah, definitely.
And what do you think it is about the program that's helped you kind of come out of yourself a bit more?
Mainly just the mentors and Rachel and just everyone in the program.
I walk over the sandy hill and down to the beach. And it is a bit frosty, but I can see kids running everywhere, making sandcastles and jumping on boards and trying to paddle out.
What's your name?
Ethan.
How long have you been taking part in Ocean Mind?
From the six-week program.
Yeah. Made a lot of friends here?
Yeah.
And now do you kind of come every fortnight that it's on?
Yes.
What do you like about it?
Everything.
What's your name?
Chloe.
And how long ago did you do the program?
I did it last year and it was actually pretty fun. I got to do it. I was doing it with my brothers and they love doing it as well.
What's been the most kind of unexpected thing about the program, Chloe?
It's just like when you're surfing and having fun and enjoying your day with other people that are learning to surf, and you just become friends and that. Yeah, come to here, then you have like a big smile on your face and it's just like being in the sand, it just feels really good. I was gonna give up, but Rachel's helped me through there and she's gonna teach my son to surf
How old's your son?
He's about 7 months, and he's been through a lot, and I'm going to get him in the water as well.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So then we can both go surfing and all that type of stuff.
Together?
Yeah.
So, Rachel, how many kids you got out here today?
We have 23 kids in the water at the moment.
Yeah, I'm seeing lots of people on boards trying to paddle out and then have a little baby ride back.
Yeah, well, we're all in the whitewash at the moment. The waves aren't perfect for surfing today, but it's always good to get the kids in the water. So
She's the founder and CEO of Ocean Mind. I managed to entice her away from the beach and we go and sit in a car away from the wind.
It started for me, my passion for supporting young people and working in the mental health field with my own personal experience when I was 15 and being diagnosed with bipolar. You know, not being able to talk to my friends, not having anyone around me to be able to support me apart from my family. I'm feeling really isolated within that. And then, you know, I've had that, you know, that journey of working out how to really deal with my own mental health. And then the other side of it was when I learned to surf. So in my 30th year on this earth, I was introduced to surfing and it really changed my life. It allowed me to find a new tool for my mental health toolbox. It was something that I knew that the young people that I worked with would really benefit from too. So I did some research to find out, you know, does anyone use surfing as a tool to support young people? And I found the Wave Project in the UK. And they, contacted them and, you know, the rest is kind of history with Ocean Mind.
Because you had studied as a youth worker and worked in Australia and then gotten burnt out. What led to the burnout?
I was working with young people in the mental health field and I was working with young people in the prison system. And it was really frustrating, the bureaucracy that was surrounding the programs that we ran and what we could and couldn't achieve with the young people, and also the lack of services and programs that were out there for them that were really engaging them and supporting them. It felt like a band-aid job that we were doing, and you know, when we got to see the same kids over and over again, it just, you feel like you and I'm not making a difference anymore. And it got to the point where I just needed to make a big change. So I sold my house and I left Australia and moved overseas for a couple of years.
What is it that surfing does for you? Say, when you're out in the water, how do you feel?
I think for me, surfing does so many different things, but it brings me back to the here and now. You get out in the water and your senses are just overwhelmed. It's cold, it's beautiful, you're out in the water, everything is calm but also chaotic at the same time. You know, you're paddling out and it's hard and it's difficult, but it's a challenge, and you really just need to concentrate on what you're doing. Waves are constantly coming, so it's not like you just sit there relaxing and your mind wanders. You actually really need to be present. And then when you get on a wave, it is so exhilarating. Like, can't help it but have a big smile on your face when you're on a wave. And you know, it's just such an exhilarating feeling. And afterwards you feel like everything that was stressful or everything that was worrying you kind of just gets washed away and left in the ocean, which is such a freeing feeling.
How do you talk to them about mental health and, I guess, building up their strength from multiple parts?
We like to use these terminology of our toolbox, our mental health toolbox. And in our mental health toolbox, we have coping mechanisms for when we're not feeling okay. And those coping mechanisms can be negative and they can be positive. And when we're filling up our toolbox, surfing's one of those things that we can put in there. Also, having our mentor is another one that, you know, someone to talk to is another one of the things that we can put in there that are really positive for us. And so we talk about, you know, what are the negative things that we can take out of our toolbox and what are the positive things that we can fill our toolbox up with. So, you know, within the program, we start looking at meditation, we start looking at mindfulness and talk to the kids around these different tools that they can use. A lot of the kids that we have don't have wide open spaces to roam in, and when you're down at the beach there is an infinite amount of space. you have, you know, the blue ocean that connects to the blue sky, and it just seems like it goes forever. And it's this idea that, you know, there's so much more out there and part of the world. And I think that when we see it visually, it does have an effect on us and has an effect on our brain and how we kind of perceive ourselves. And yeah, I guess it's a really calming effect. I mean, there's been lots of research done around sort of blue spaces and being down the water and being near the beach. And I think it does draw the kids in.
Still, you might be sceptical that a surfing school can really help kids deal with really serious problems. Mel is the mother of Bella. You heard from her earlier. Mel says that participating in the program has really turned her daughter's life around.
Yeah, Bella had suicidal thoughts. No more questions, I guess, suicidal questions on how she could end her life when she was 9 and 10 years old. They're hard things to deal with. So now she's a happy kid. You know, she's getting great awards at school. You know, she was really struggling in so many aspects of life.
Will, one of their volunteer mentors, was pretty sceptical himself when he first heard about the program. Will studies youth work in Melbourne and he lives in Geelong.
I thought it sounded like a really good program, but I'm thinking, well, how are you actually going to help kids by surfing? It just sounds like a bunch of talky groms just surfing waves and just doing it because they think it sounds good. Surfers acting like they're going to help, but I thought it was actually really good. You know, you see the progress when you're actually there. I was very sceptical at first. And I thought, well, you know, there's one way to find out, isn't it? By going and getting involved. And after the first week, I thought, this is amazing. And that's what's kept me in it, because I see the progress, which really does happen with these young people.
So what do you see in terms of progress?
One person's goals might be on a, you know, big, enhance my surfing skills and get up on more waves. And for the other kid, it might just be making a friend. Every young person's goals are very, very different to each other. So I think that's what we got to sort of understand and appreciate, that, you know, it's not just surfing to some of these kids. It's about building connections and being able to talk to other young people as well, as well as the other mentors as well.
Now, I saw you making some sandcastles today. What kind of strategies do you use to draw kids out who might have started on one of the programs, but they're feeling a bit shy, not necessarily trusting people around them? How do you try and draw them out?
I think the big thing is, you just go sit down, and then we just slowly edge our way into the water. Like, we just so, oh, if we dig a bit deeper, we can find some water. And like, oh, why don't we try to jump in the water now? Like, and sometimes it's too cold, so kids just want to hang out on the sand. You always have a nice little feed after each surf, and you know, some of the parents will bring out some nice stuff. So it's good. You just become so close with everyone, and that's what I was sort of surprised about. I thought it was going to be one of those things that, you know, it happens and then everyone goes on their own way. But no, it's very much a tight-knit group, which is awesome.
Because there were some mischievous kids that did not bring surfboards back. Oh, does that mean they don't get any?
And that was some of the mentors and participants in the Ocean Mind program. Erica Voles with that report. For more information about the program and our guests, head to the Life Matters homepage. And if you want to talk to someone about any of the issues that story might have raised, Kids Helpline is a great place to go. 1-800-55-1800. Kids Helpline, 1-800-55-1800.